Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with President Marcos Jr. of the Philippines in New Delhi, says India-Philippines agree to elevate ties to strategic partnership. India and the Philippines exchange 9 MOUs across sectors including defense, digital technology, space, maritime cooperation, tourism and cultural exchange. Both houses of parliament witness disruption by opposition parties over special intensive revision conducted in Bihar. National Democratic Alliance MPs pass resolution on the success of Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev. And IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala and Ghat areas of Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. India and the Philippines today exchanged 9 MOUs in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Philippines President Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. The MOUs include strategic partnership between the India and Philippines, treaty on mutual legal assistance in criminal matter, defense, science and technology, among others. Addressing the media, the Prime Minister Modi said the visit of the Philippines president holds special significance as India and the Philippines are celebrating the 75th anniversary of their diplomatic relations.
आज मैंने और राष्ट्रपति जी ने आपसी सहयोग क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिस्थितियों पर विस्तार से बातचीत की। ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि आज हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है। इस पार्टनरशिप के पोटेंशियल को परिणामों में परिवर्तित करने के लिए एक व्यापक एक्शन प्लान भी बनाया गया है।
Mr. Modi further said the connections between the two countries date back to ancient times. He also expressed gratitude to the Philippines government and the president for strongly condemning Pahalgam attack and standing with India in its fight against terrorism.
पहलगाम आतंक के हमले की कड़ी निंदा करने के लिए और आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में साथ खड़े रहने के लिए हम फिलीपींस सरकार और राष्ट्रपति जी का आभार व्यक्त करते हैं म्यूचुअल लीगल असिस्टेंस और ट्रांसफर ऑफ सेंटेंस पर्संस के विषयों पर आज हुए समझौतों से हमारी सुरक्षा साझेदारी को और बल मिलेगा
Mr. Modi said under the development partnership, India will increase the number of quick impact projects in the Philippines. He also said India will also cooperate in the development of sovereign data cloud infrastructure in the Philippines.
डेवलपमेंट पार्टनरशिप के अंतर्गत हम फिलीपींस में क्विक इंपैक्ट प्रोजेक्ट की संख्या बढ़ाएंगे और फिलीपींस में सॉवरेन डाटा क्लाउड इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के विकास में भी सहयोग देंगे धरती पर तो हमारी साझेदारी मजबूत है ही और अब हमने अंतरिक्ष की भी तैयारी शुरू कर दी इसके लिए आज समझौता भी किया गया है मजबूत हो रहे रक्षा संबंध गहरे आपसी विश्वास का प्रतीक है
Both houses of parliament were adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over the issue of special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. Opposition parties were demanding discussion on the SIR issue, among others. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., opposition parties, including the Congress, DMK, TMC and others, trooped into the well, raising slogans. Amid the uproar, Speaker Om Birla tried to run the question hour. However, as the noisy scene continued, the Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the House assembled at 11 a.m., opposition parties started demanding discussion on the special intensive revision exercise. The opposition MPs also raised the issue of deployment of CISF personnel inside the House. The leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said he has written a letter on the behalf of the opposition parties to the deputy chairman. He questioned the presence of CISF personnel at the time of opposition protest inside the well of the House. Refuting these allegations, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said it is clear in record that only the marshal can enter the House.
Any person who is in the house to maintain discipline and decorum by the order of the chair is a marshal. He is not any member of paramilitary forces. He is considered to be a marshal, and that is why he is here. So, the anarchism करने का छूट थी, उसको आपने रोक लगाया. उसके लिए मैं आपको बहुत-बहुत धन्यवाद देता हूँ.
Amid the noisy scene, leader of the House J.P. Nadda said disrupting the proceedings of the House is undemocratic and against parliamentary rules.
इनकी डेमोक्रेसी इतना समाप्त हो जाती है जब वो अपने इंसान को छोड़ करके किसी व्यक्ति को जिसको बोलने का अधिकार है रूलिंग पार्टी में उसको डिस्टर्ब करते हैं, उसके बगल में नारे लगाते हैं. ये अनडेमोक्रेटिक भी है. दिस इज नॉट डिस्टर्बेंस, दिस इज एनार्किज्म. और ये एनार्किज्म करने की कोशिश करते हैं.
Deputy Chairman Harivansh expressed concern over the continuous disruption, saying that some members are deliberately disrupting the House. He said the question hour and zero hour are important to raise issues of public importance and make the government accountable. Amid the pandemonium, the chair adjourned the House till 2 p.m. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting was held at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and other NDA MPs were present in the meeting. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi was felicitated by the NDA MPs for the success of Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev. A resolution was also passed unanimously by NDA MPs on the success of these operations by lauding the role of the armed forces and their unwavering commitment. Condolences were also paid to those who lost their lives in the Pahalgam terror attack. Speaking to media, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the NDA MPs congratulated the armed forces for their valour on behalf of the nation.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर का सक्सेसफुल हमारा मिलिट्री एक्शन के बाद फिर ऑपरेशन महादेव का जो सक्सेस है उसको लेकर के एनडीए पार्लियामेंट्री पार्टी ने रेजुलेशन पास किया और भारत के सेना को आर्म फोर्सेस को हमने श्रद्धांजलि दिया, अभिनंदन किया और सराहना करते हुए देश के ओर से हम हमेशा सेना के साथ खड़ा रहेंगे.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that continuous reforms and farmer-centric initiatives have led to steady growth in the agricultural sector. Sharing a news article penned by Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Mr. Modi highlighted that these reforms will be the key to building a Vikasit Bharat by 2047. In his article, Mr. Chauhan said agriculture is not just the backbone of the Indian economy, but the foundation of a self-reliant and strong India. He added that agriculture supports millions of livelihoods, strengthens villages, and ensures food for all. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the government has taken several measures to increase the income of farmers in the last 11 years. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Chauhan said 4 lakh crore rupees has been directly transferred into the bank accounts of the farmers under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. He said the government has also provided fertilizer subsidy of over 14 lakh crore rupees to the farmers. Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today said Kartavya Bhavan has been thoughtfully designed to enhance efficiency, innovation and collaboration by bringing together various ministries and departments currently spread across Delhi. Speaking at a curtain-raiser press conference in New Delhi, he informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Kartavya Bhavan 3 tomorrow. The minister highlighted that this state-of-the-art office complex spans approximately 1.5 lakh square meters and is spread across 2 basement levels and 6 floors.
बहुत से रिफॉर्म्स इसके अंदर लाए गए हैं क्योंकि जब नए भवन बन रहे हैं तो जो कठिनाइयां पहले आती थी उन कठिनाइयों को कैसे दूर किया जाए आज की टेक्नोलॉजी के हिसाब से आज की आवश्यकता के हिसाब से उन सब चीजों का ध्यान रखा गया है क्योंकि बहुत एक लिमिटेड एरिया में ये सारे भवन बने हैं तो इसमें एक प्रकार से आने जाने का लोगों की जो सुविधा होगी और उसकी मूवमेंट जो है उसका टाइम घट सके एफिशिएंसी ज्यादा आए.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala and Ghat areas of Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. Heavy rain has been lashing parts of Kerala since this morning, particularly in Idukki, Ernakulam and Thrissur districts. Red alert indicating extremely heavy rainfall was already in effect in these areas since early morning. By the afternoon, the Met Department issued a fresh red alert for four districts, Ernakulam, Thrissur, Idukki and Malappuram. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahe, coastal and south interior Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Lakshadweep during the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, in Uttar Pradesh, flood relief and rescue operations have intensified across the state. According to Relief Commissioner Bhanu Chandra Goswami, till now more than 38,000 people have been shifted to safer places. In view of heavy rainfall and flood situation, schools were closed in Jaunpur, Farukhabad, Pilibhit, Bareilly and Prayagraj today. The Bihar state government has approved implementation of the domicile policy for the fourth phase of the teacher recruitment exam to be held this year. This decision was approved in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today. Under the policy, permanent residents of Bihar will be given priority in the teacher recruitment exam. Candidates who have passed their matriculation and intermediate exams from the Bihar Board will receive preference for these education department jobs. The leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari's convoy was allegedly attacked by the supporters of the ruling Trinamool Congress at Khagrabadi area of Kuch Bihar district of West Bengal today. Shubhendu Adhikari was going to meet the superintendent of police of the Kuch Bihar district. The rear windscreen of the car in which Shubhendu was travelling was smashed. BJP alleged Trinamool Congress is behind the incident. He informed that he will move the court. Former Jammu and Kashmir Governor Satyapal Malik has passed away this afternoon at the age of 79 after a prolonged illness. He was receiving medical treatment at the Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital in New Delhi. He also served as the Governor of Goa and the Governor of Meghalaya. A ban has been imposed in Pakistan's capital Islamabad on public gatherings under Section 144 ahead of a planned nationwide protest by Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf PTI party. According to the party leaders, the protest is being held to demand the release of former Prime Minister Imran Khan from prison. The ban has been imposed as Khan's party plans to stage a countrywide protest today, coinciding with the second anniversary of the former Prime Minister's detention. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.5% down in afternoon trade today, dragged by weaknesses in all sectors. Investor sentiment turned cautious amid renewed tariff warnings from US President Donald Trump over India's ongoing imports of Russian oil. Investors are also awaiting the outcome of the ongoing RBI meeting. The Sensex lost 385 points to 80,633. And Nifty dropped 107 points to 24,615 a short while ago. The Boxing Federation of India announced the dates of 4th Sub-Junior Under-15 Boys and Girls National Boxing Championships, which will be held from August the 7th to the 13th in Greater Noida, Uttar Pradesh. The event will see the participation of over 700 young boxers, including 400 boys and 300 girls, aged between 13 and 14, who will compete across 15 weight categories. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with President Marcos Jr. of the Philippines in New Delhi, says India-Philippines agree to elevate ties to strategic partnership. India and the Philippines exchange 9 MOUs across sectors including defense, digital technology, space, maritime cooperation, tourism and cultural exchange. Both houses of parliament witness disruption by opposition parties over special intensive revision conducted in Bihar. NDA MPs pass resolution on the success of Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev, hail defense reforms under PM Modi's leadership. And with that, we end the midday news.